I'm Andrew Michael. Here's what happened today in country music history for October 2nd. Today in 1933, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys square off with Milton Brown and his musical brownies in a so-called battle dance concert in Lake Waco, Texas. Admission is $1, and that must have been a dollar well spent. Today in 1954, Elvis Presley makes his one and only appearance on the Grand Ole Opry. His rockabilly performance was well received by the audience, but Opry manager Jim Denny tells Elvis to go back to driving a truck in Memphis. Today in 1970, Merle Haggard receives his first gold record from the RIAA for his album Okie from Muskogee. Today in 1972, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's album Will the Circle Be Unbroken gets released by United Artists. The project features collaborations with some of the pioneers of country music, including Roy Acuff, Jimmy Martin, Maybelle Carter, Doc Watson, Earl Scruggs, Merle Travis, Vassar Clements, Junior Husky, Norman Blake, and Bashful Brother Oswald. Today in 1977, a month after three men attempted to rob his grave and ransom his corpse, Elvis Presley's remains are moved to Graceland's Meditation Gardens. On that same day in 1977, Kenny Rogers marries his fourth wife, Marianne Gordon, at his Los Angeles home. Wedding guests include John Denver and Glenn Campbell. They would divorce in 1993. Today in 1986, the Everly Brothers receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Today in 1998, actor, singer-songwriter, and entrepreneur Gene Autry passes away from cancer at his home in Studio City, California. The singing cowboy had five stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, owned the California Angels, and became a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. And today in 2012, Darius Rucker gets invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. We're remembering the 1915 birthday of fiddler Chubby Wise, born in Lake City, Florida. Wise spent time as a member of Bill Monroe's band, then a member of Hank Snow's band, and also recorded songs with Flatten Scruggs and Hank Williams. Also remembering the 1948 birthday of singer-songwriter and rodeo champion Chris Ledoux, born today in Biloxi, Mississippi. Ledoux recorded 36 albums in his career, many of them self-released. Happy 73rd birthday to singer-songwriter Don McLean, born in New Rochelle, New York. Don McLean earned a country hit in 1981 with his remake of Roy Orbison's Crying. And that's what happened today in country music history for October 2nd. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google. And follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at TICMH Podcast.